Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you do so each Sunday morning. At the end of this broadcast, beginning at 8 o'clock to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 on your TV, we have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs, our TV programs, and a host of other Bible material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the regular meeting times of our Bible study and worship services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is that you come with an open mind, an open Bible, study God's Word with us, and worship Him, and let us help you understand your need for God in your life. We have been examining for the past few months reasons why we're members of the Lord's Church. Last week, we began a study in asking the question, can a child of God be lost after he has initially been saved? We left off looking at the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, showing that the one talent man was lost because he did not use the talent that God gave him. We also read in Matthew 13:41-42, the stumbling and iniquity, those who caused this will be cast into the fiery furnace, according to Matthew's account. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 16, why would salt be spewed out of his mouth? Well, in Revelation chapter 3, he's talking to the seven churches of Asia, so he's talking to Christians. And in verse 16, listen to what the Apostle John wrote by inspiration of God. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Notice, these were Christians that God was going to vomit out of his mouth because they are lukewarm. Will these be saved eternally? No, not unless they repent. And if you go and study those seven churches, five of them were told to repent quickly, or the Lord would remove their candlestick, and all that simply means is that he would no longer recognize them as one of his own. So again, if man can't be eternally lost once he's in a relationship with God, how do you explain the seven churches of Asia and five of the churches who were declared by the Apostle John, who wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that they needed to repent or they would be lost? Next, we want to read the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. It says, now the Spirit expressly says, and in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Paul said men would apostatize or fall away. But how can that be if that's an impossibility? If these did not have faith, how could they lose it? How could they lose that faith? In 1 Timothy 5 and verse 12, having condemnation because they have cast off their first faith. These had cast off their faith. We have to surmise by that, and we have to summarize by that, that man can destroy his own faith. And if he destroys his own faith, he cannot be saved, because Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. So why the warning that some would fall away and they would sear their conscience? Why would those passages be there, written by the Holy Spirit's inspiration, if man could never fall away? Those who teach this false doctrine are going to have to answer these questions. A Christian's harvest will be dependent upon what he sows. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 9, the universal law of sowing and weeping is the same for aliens and for Christians. Whatever a man sows, that will he reap. If he sows to the flesh, he'll reap destruction. If he sows to the Spirit, he'll reap life. That principle is true whether he's an alien sinner or whether he's a child of God. Brethren may sin and be in spiritual danger. In James chapter 5, listen to the words of James. In James chapter 5, talking about those who have fallen away, said, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. These were believers. Read James chapter 2 and verse 1. These were in danger of death. All believers are already dead, according to Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. They're dead in their trespasses and sin, the alien sinner, so that's not talking to the alien sinner. Hence, believers can err from the truth, and they can wander from the truth, and someone needs to turn them back again. If that's true, then man can fall from grace. They can fall from their relationship with God. We can sin against brethren and cause them to perish, according to 1 Corinthians 8, verse 11. This is the second death that's referred to in the book of Revelation, in chapter 20, and verse 14. Some of Christ's disciples separated themselves from him and walked no more with him, according to John 6, verse 66. After some of his sayings, they thought were too difficult. Can one be saved apart from Christ? Not according to Jesus himself in John 15, verse 5 that we read last week. Many separate themselves from Christ. Therefore, some of these disciples were eternally lost because they ceased to follow and walk with the Lord. Again, ladies and gentlemen, how do you explain these passages if man can never be lost once he is saved? A child of God can be lost because they can lie, and they can die in that state. In Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira lied about money that they had given from a sale of property, and their life was taken from them. Read the account in Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. And what is the fate of all unrepentant liars? Where will be their eternal destination? John wrote in Revelation 21, verse 8, that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Again, just read the text, ladies and gentlemen. It is either possible for a child of God to be lost, or it is impossible for a child of God to ever taste death under certain conditions. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Listen to the words of Paul to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Notice what he says. Beginning in verse 9, it says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Notice in this text that will man allow men to stay in a state of sin and still save him in the end? That's absurd. He says these people left those things, fornication, adultery, and homosexuality, and being sodomites and idolaters. What if they go back to those sins? What if they go back to that lifestyle? What if they go back to adultery? What if they go back to fornication? What if they go back to living in an ungodly sexual state? Will they still be saved because at one time they rejected that lifestyle and they left it? Will God now save them even though they are still committing this sin? That's absurd. The Bible says he can't inherit the kingdom of God. It's impossible. So therefore, if he goes back to that sin, then he can be lost. If a child of God cannot be lost, then the devil is a fool. Why has he been laboring for 6,000 plus years to cause children of God to be lost? If it's impossible for man to be lost, why is the devil wasting his time on Christians? In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says that he's a roaring lion seeking whom he devour. This book was written to Christians, and the devil was out there trying to devour them. But how could he do it if man can never fall? And why do we need to be cognizant of his devices? Because if we're ignorant of him, according to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11, he can gain advantage over us. How can he gain advantage over us if we can never fall? Again, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to have to answer these questions. Now, let's be fair, and let's examine in the time that we have left. Let us look at what are the proof texts they used in order to further this false teaching. John 5:24. Most assuredly I say to you, He who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Well, does this scripture contradict other passages? In Matthew 26:28, Christ spoke as if his blood had already been shed, although he was still very much alive. He spoke ahead of the final judgment when God would reward the faithful. The believer has eternal life in two senses, in 1 John 2:25, in promise. And Jesus, who is eternal life for us, according to 1 John 1, verse 2. Does he have it now? No. The other side of the valley of death is when he receives it. Read Daniel chapter 2, verse 12, verse 2. We now have it in hope, Titus chapter 1, verse 2. The Lord will render eternal life according by our works, Romans chapter 8, 25. Eternal life comes in the end, Romans chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Righteous receive eternal life in judgment, Matthew 25, verse 46, and received into the world to come, according to Mark 10, verse number 30. Romans 8, 35 through 39. Here's another proof text. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake you are killed all the day long. We are accounted for sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This passage is teaching God's love for us. But we can separate ourselves from God's love. We can cease to abide in his love, John 15:9. But to do that, we must keep his commandments, John 15, verse 10. We must keep ourselves in God's love, read Jude, verse 21. John 3:16 and Romans 5 and 8 means all the world will be saved. No, it doesn't mean that. It means those who love God and are obedient. 1 John 3:9, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. We cannot sin because the seed is in us. That seed is the word of God. Can the devil steal the seed? Luke 8:12 said he can. We all commit sin according to 1 John 1 verse 8. We must confess that sin according to verse 9. God's desire is that we don't sin, but we have an advocate with the Father if we do sin, 1 John 2 verse 1 and 2. And so if the seed remains in us, but if the seed does not remain in us, if the word does not remain in us, we can be guilty of sin. And one of the very basic passages that are often used to describe eternal security comes in John 10:27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they shall follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Now, what are these wonderful promises are based on? They are conditional, dependent upon what? Notice verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. That means they hear God's instruction. God knows them because they are in his family and they follow me. And if you hear his voice and you're obedient, and if he knows you and if you follow him, then you can get eternal life and no one can take you out of his hand. But wonder if you don't hear his voice. Wonder if he doesn't know you. Wonder if you don't follow him. Then the wolf will get you. You see, it's based upon hearing, knowing, and following. And if that's not done, then men can be lost. Please, ladies and gentlemen, read the verses for yourself. Study this issue and prepare yourself for eternity.